Stop 8, Room of Oaks. Again, there is a short side trip off the main trail. If you turn so that the round bead is at your back, the side trail will be in front of you. Be careful. You'll pass by a large but low-sitting rock in the center of the trail. On the left side of this trail will be a guide rope. If you continue for another 60 feet along the spur trail, you will come to two granite benches. Feel free to have a seat and enjoy this peaceful setting to learn about the benches and the Room of Oaks.
These benches are made of granite, but not just any granite. These stones are from the castle that used to stand nearby. Dr. James M. Solomon in the late 19th century took it upon himself to tame 500 acres of woodland. Upon this land, he built his sanitarium. This building, with its superior architecture, was 3 stories high and 75 by 80 feet. Solomon was known as a profound healer and claimed to cure all cases of cancer without surgery. As you sit here, imagine all the healing and history that went on within the walls of Dr. Solomon's sanitarium. On your visit, you may happen upon a brick from the sanitarium. There will be a smooth, glossy side which was used as the inside wall of the building. The bricks we occasionally find contain the stamp Somerset, an old brick company in England. You may notice there are 6 to 7 different oak species in this Room of Oaks. These oaks are reminiscent of the landscape design of Frederick Law Olmsted, Sr., a journalist, political activist, and social critic in the 19th century. He believed that creating green spaces for the public, regardless of their economic status, would improve the condition of life for city and suburban people alike and create a more cohesive community. He was equally concerned with protecting areas of pristine natural beauty from the harm of commercial expansion. His parks, such as Boston's Emerald Necklace, are designed to be not only aesthetically pleasing, but also to reduce the claustrophobic stress of the city and to help the suburbs connect with a more rural setting. Thus, his style of landscape architecture sought to combine the positive aspects of both suburban and urban life and enhance them for the enjoyment of the community. The oaks were planted between the greenhouses, which we will learn about at the next stop.
Head back to the rope guide to continue on the main trail to stop 9.